Hello, I'm Peter Stewart. Thank you for the loan of your ears today for Get a Better Broadcast podcast and voice over voice. Today, face-to-face gestures when talking face to mic. He's called the father of modern public speaking. It's Dale Carnegie. You've probably heard the name. And he wrote, "A person under the influence of his feelings projects the real self, acting naturally and spontaneously. A speaker who's interested will usually be interesting." So if you're interested in your subject, believe in what you're saying, want to share your message with others, your physical movements will come from within and be appropriate to what it is you're saying. And if you use face-to-face gestures, even when you're face-to-mic and can't actually see those you're talking to, then you will start to sound a little bit more natural. And of course, there were non-verbal signals before there was anything like language. After all, animals managed to negotiate their entire social lives by using non-verbal signals. They make friends and find mates, rear young, decide hierarchies, work together in groups, all by using non-verbal signals. Obviously, not talking as we know it, not language as we know it. Some sounds, yes, but other things as well, with their mating dances and their movements and things like that. And similarly, Stone Age man would tell others about the best hunting grounds, teach each other how to make weapons, fight, appease neighbouring tribes and so on, without language as we know it, but with grunts and, yes, gestures as well. So we're starting on our course of how to consider using gestures to improve your speaking voice. Tomorrow on the show, your lesson in physical expression for better verbal connection as Get a Better Broadcast podcast and voice over voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.